Okay, Simen Samach Tes, Dine Tvilas Mincha, Sif Ches. Okay, so Im Nimshecha Tvilas Mincha Ara Laila. If for whatever reason your Mincha stretched into the night. Now, night here doesn't mean Bein Hashmashas. It means Vaday Laila. Lo Yom Ratachna, one should not say Tachna. Okay, Yain Am Ratachna, but Laila, we don't take say Tachna at night. Now, a lot of people, like if they, you daven in a minyan close to Shkia until you get a minyan, and then by the time Chazaras HaShatz is over, it's after Shkia, they say, oh, no Tachna, it's after Shkia. I don't think that's correct. Bein Hashmashas, you could say Tachna. You don't say Tachna at night. But I don't want to be I don't want to be ruin anybody's
There's a story
simcha.
in one of Rosh Hashanah Shadron books that he said the same thing, and the minion Rosh Hashanah yelled at him and said, "What do you mean you could
Yeah.
say Tachnun?" Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael not, because there their Bein Hashmashas is very short. Okay, it's really mamish, and you have to be careful that you should not have mincha last until it's mamish night. Because then you can't even say the Kaddish Tiskavel, which is after either Chazaras HaShatz or Tachnun on the tefillah that you daven during the day. Kivan Sha'alayla Shayecha L'Yoyim Macharos, because the night, as we know, night goes for the next day. So how do you go say Tiskavel on a tefillah that was from the previous day? You can't do that. Okay, test. Misha ba be'erev Shabbos lemincha beis haKnesses v'akol kvar kiblu Shabbos. I'm sure this never happens to anybody, right? You come to erev Shabbos to shul, and the tzibur already started kabbalah Shabbos. A yom tiv. Ta'ino b'Shabbos amru mizma shili yom Shabbos or b'yom tiv amru baruchu. Lo yispalam mincha beis haKnesses azoyis. Do not daven mincha in that shul. Ela yele chutz lebeis haKnesses yispalal. Leave the shul and daven. V'im shemei shahash tzibur aimer baruchu. And if he hears that the Shliach Tzibur says Baruch Hu, lo yana im haTzibur, he should not answer with the Tzibur. Shem yana Baruch Hu, shuv eini reshai l'spala, achar kach tefillah shel chol. Because if you answer the Baruch Hu, then you can no longer say after that the tefillah shel chol. Because once you said Baruch Hu, you already makabel it as night. So, but some say that if you have in mind not to be makabel Shabbos with that Baruch Hu, then you're fine. And if you did make a mistake and you answered Baruch Hu, which would be a natural reaction when you hear Baruch Hu, so then he's the kitzur is paskin, you have to daven two mitzvahs. And if you came close to Kabbalah Shabbos Yomtiv, even though you're not able to finish the Shemoneh Esrei before the Mekabel Shabbos Yondu, you still can daven. Kivan Shemaslo Beheter, since you started Beheter, you're okay. Right? Meaning, once you started, then even though, I mean, you came late, this happens a lot. You come late for Mincha and Erev Shabbos, and your Shemoneh Esrei is still going. You could still continue. You don't have to stop. Now, I don't know how you can do that Shemoneh Esrei. Like we learned yesterday, you're not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei unless if you're going to miss Kaddish or Kedusha or all of the above. So I don't know exactly how you get around that. Okay, Simon Ayin, Dinei Tfilas Meir, we'll buy say Hey Seifim. So there's we have Hey Seifim on that. All right. So Zman Kriya Shema Shel Tfilas Shel Arvis Hu Mishanirin Gimel Kechavim Ketanim. The time is when you see three medium stars, right? All those kids go outside, they look at the star, they could say, oh, three medium stars, we can, Shabbos is over, right? So you have to know exactly how to calculate those three medium stars. But one should not daven Meir before then. And if it's cloudy, which you can't see the stars, so Yamtana, and in the cities where there's lights, so it's also hard to gauge. So you wait until you have no suffik, nowadays the minig is to daven Meir right after mincha. That's what most shuls do. They go mincha Meir. Al even though it's not yet night. The reason is the tzibur. It's hard to gather the tzibur a second time. Right? And Mishabura says that people are not going to end up going out, and then they're going to end up forgetting the Dan Maariv completely.
Is this the heter for plag mincha? And I'm
He's
saying
talking
plag.
about regular standard mincha maariv, mincha before shkia maariv.
That's plag.
It's not plag. Plag is you're davening maariv even before shkia.
Yeah, but how you daven mincha?
You
You mean
daven
the
mincha
zman? You
before
mean
plag. You
right?
daven mincha before plag, maariv after plag. That for sure you have to do. If you do that by the plag mincha, by the
But I mean,
plag
Tircha d'tzibur is a heter for the plag maariv.
shvach, very shvach. Now, if you do the plag every day, so then fine, you're going like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds that the plag is fine. It's only if like you do it one day not plag, and the next day you do plag. Like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, lechatchila you should not daven mincha after plag any day, right? So if you taka do that, then you have no problem. You can do the plag maariv every day. The problem is that when one day you do. You do mincha till shkia, and then the next day you do maariv after plag. That's a little bit of paskening, like two different opinions. So for Shabbos, we said we do it because the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. So you could do it even, but even though you don't do it during the week, but in, during the week it's not. It's debatable. But anyways, he says, "Bavatcha, you have to make sure that maariv does not take place." Before mincha, before plaga mincha, because if then that's too early. The same thing with Kabbalah Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mekabel Shabbos before plaga mincha. Women ask when they can light candles, not before plag, because there's no opinion that holds that before plag is considered night. And then that's why b'di'evad you wouldn't be yotzin if you daven maariv before plag. You have to daven maariv again. Praiseworthy is the person. Who davens Meir with the tzibur at night, u'bein mincha l'mayr v'oisik b'toyra, and between mincha and Meir is oisik b'toyra l'chabra im hayoim, to connect the night with the day, b'toyra shu inyan gadol. That's a mini inyan gadol to connect the day with the night by learning Torah, which is where you get the rabbi's drasha between mincha and Meir. Hakabanim roi l'chol yerushimayim she'im hispal b'tzibur kodem alayla. It's right for any Yerusha Maim that if he davens with the tzibur before the Laila, La Yochel Koidim Alaila, you should not eat at before the night, Aliyamtin, Umiyad Lachatzis, Akram, Yikr, Gimel Parshish, Kriya Shema. Wait, and then after Tzeis, say the three Parshish of Kriya Shema. Right? Meaning he's saying you come home, you go to the Mincha Maariv, so you come home 15, 20 minutes after the Shkia. Don't sit down and eat supper yet. Wait until the Zman Maariv, which is either 42, 72, 50, 60, whatever the Shiurim. Say Shema, because you have to repeat it, because your Shema was said too early, and then eat supper. And somebody who's davening b'yichidus, it's aser to daven Maariv before Tzeis. Meaning the only heter to daven Maariv before Tzeis is for minyan purposes. Fine. L'chatchila, you're supposed to daven Maariv immediately. But also, right after nightfall. It's another one where the yeshivas don't keep it. Because again, the yeshivas are trying to keep some sort of uniform order to the day. So they don't want to make it adjustable. But also, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to start to eat or to do anything within a half hour of tzeis. Right? Meaning you can't lay down, you can't get involved in business things because we're afraid you're going to get caught up and you're going to miss Maariv. Kamay same thing that we said yesterday by Mincha Katana. Pnai. But if there's going to be no other time, let's say you're giving a shir b'ravim, you should not daven Maariv after Chatzos HaLaila, meaning l'chatchila. Actually, Allah Amar Shachar Yotze B'di'evad, you're allowed to daven Maariv after Chatzos until dawn. And then there are shitas that say even after dawn you could daven, but that's not poshut at all. Meaning before Misha Yakir. Beis, I'm sorry, Gimel. Misha Bala Beis HaKnesses and Tfilas Aris. A guy comes to Shulchan Maariv, and he got there and they're up to Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning he missed the first part of Maariv. So afilo dayan enu laila, even if it's not night, elami plaga mincha ulamala, they're davening by a plag minyan. Mispalim yom shmoneh esrei. So then you could daven with them shmoneh esrei. Right? V'achar kach kashiyah laila, And then afterwards, when it's night, Omer Kriya Shema Ima Brachas. And after that, you read Kriya Shema with the Brachas. After Laila. And if he gets to Meirav and the Tzibur is already in middle of Birchas Kriya Shema or Shema, V'yeshu Shos Lamer Kodim Shigil Tula Shemen Esrei, Kriya Shema Ima Brachas, Ad Shoy Merama Yisolad, and he has enough time that he could catch up to them. And Damat Shema with the brachas, so Yasa Kane, he should do that. Be a Dalik Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but skip Baruch Hashem Le'olam because that's not so necessary. Rather to start Shemon Esrei on time. Same thing for those that keep the Minhag Eretz Yisrael and they don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and you're davening in a minyan, or somebody, I'm sorry, who says Baruch Hashem Le'olam, which is the minhag in most of the world, but not in Eretz Yisrael, and you're davening in Eretz Yisrael, so you should skip it, because otherwise you're going to miss davening the Ikur Tefillah B'Tzibur. Fine. And you don't have to catch up and say it after davening. All right, but Shabura says you could say it after davening, without Hashem's name. Fine. And if a person didn't daven mincha, and the Tzibur was already davening Ma'ariv, so Yisbal Tefillah Shemen Esrei mincha, b'shasha Tzibur Omer Kriya Shema Ma'brachas. So then what you should do, meaning you came into Shul, and they're in the middle of a plag Ma'ariv, you didn't even daven mincha yet. So what you should do is daven Shemen Esrei mincha when the Tzibur is saying Kriya Shema Ma'brachas, v'yishemat, and wait a little bit, l'chalapachas g'dehiluch d'alaramas, enough time to walk Dalaramas, which is 2-3 seconds. And then after that, you daven Shemen Esrei with the Tzibur from Ma'ariv. You say Kriya Shema Ima Brachas. By the way, there are some shitas. I think the Chofetz Chaim himself did this. If he ever davened before nightfall, he would not say the Brachas. He held that saying Kriya Shema with the Brachas at the proper time is very important. It's not enough just to say Kriya Shema. So therefore, he just davened Shemen Esrei. Even if he was on time, he just davened Shemen Esrei, and he let the and then he davened the rest of it later. Fine. Davened Baruch Hashem Le'olam Ad Yiro Einenu Yesh Lam VeYeshiva. You should say it sitting down. Va'asa La'afsik Min Tchilas V'Uracham Ad La'achas Shemen Esrei. You're not allowed to talk from V'Uracham till after Shemen Esrei. That's another one people misunderstand. They think if as long as you haven't started Ma'ariv and you heard and you but you. You haven't started Ma'ariv, you're allowed to talk after Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to. Once we start with Hurachum, you are not allowed to talk, even if you haven't started davening Ma'ariv yourself. How's he allowed to do that if you're not allowed to talk? That's not a hefzik because it's a tzairich for the tefillah. Hey, so let's say the minion's over and you have that one guy who's still davening Shemen Esrei, and you're the only other guy left. Chayim chaver lahamtin ad sheyisayim tefilasik they should light his babel machshavtoi. His friend is chayev to wait until he finishes davening so that it shouldn't mess with his brain. Meaning he's going to get nervous that, oh, I'm going to be left alone, etc., etc. So you got to stay there. But let's say the guy came in late and he was not able to finish his davening with the tzibur. Then you don't have to wait for him. It's obvious that he realized that if he's going to start his Shemen Esrei now, he's going to be left in the shul alone, and he didn't care. So you don't have to wait for him. But it's still better to wait for him. Okay, that's.